We're talking today with Scott Bulling from Superior Crop Insurance, and let's talk, Scott, about this is the time of year that our wheat farmers have got to be starting to make some decisions real quickly. Our closing date for crop insurance, September 30th, for several of our fall planted crops.
That's correct. It's for wheat, rye, barley, and oats. So even though we're going to plant oats in the spring, you still, if you want them insured, you've got to sign up now.
Now, one thing about this is that as you make those commitments, you're not actually paying any money up front. You're basically settled with the crop insurance agent at a later date.
That's right. You only pay a premium if you end up planting the crop. So you're only going to be paying for the acres that you plant. If you decide not to plant a crop, then there's no fee or no premium due.
Let's talk about, you know, the decisions to be made this year are really important because wheat prices are so low, there's just no margin for error. A lot of folks are looking at cost of production that makes it makes them kind of scratch their head and wonder if they need to even be planning this year or not. What's out there available to them?
That's what I'm getting a question from a lot of folks is, one, should we even be trying to insure it? I think that with the commodity prices where they are right now, wheat price, we've set in a price, projected price at $4.59 a bushel. That is substantially above the cash market right now. Of course, that's using July Kansas City futures. But we're having that hope that by next harvest, we'll have some price recovery. I think one of the things that we have to look at is the revenue protection side of the policy. That is the type where you are actually guaranteeing dollars per acre, not just yield per acre. But along with that, something that they put out last year is a program called Yield Exclusion. That is something that can be added to your policy. It is an option that can be used to remove some of the bad years of history out of your history. We'll do that in an effort to raise your yields and raise your coverage. It can have a substantial impact on the amount of coverage that you have.
I know on the yield exclusion, that was something that we saw included in the 2014 farm law, right?
That's correct. And it has made a real impact for producers all over the country. In some cases, whenever yields are down so low and they're already on a yield floor, then it's not able to help those producers. But in many, many cases, it is able to dramatically increase yield, so therefore you're increasing your coverage. It's been a great option.
Let's talk about, you know, the fact that crop insurance is an important part of our overall safety net. And I know it was more closely aligned with the Title I safety net programs than in previous years.
Yeah, it certainly looks like it is the major part of the safety net that we have out there now. It's also the major target of the anti-farm bill groups that are out there. We are, I would call it the low-hanging fruit. Whenever they start looking at avenues to be able to cut and reduce spending, then crop insurance is certainly going to be a target. But from a producer's standpoint, it is our number one risk management tool that we have left. The PLC and the ARC programs that are out there certainly going to have an impact, particularly the PLC with the low commodity prices. But when you look at trying to stay in business, the one thing that you've got going for you right now is crop insurance is the only thing that can come back and say you're going to have X number of dollars a year left at the end of the year to go to the bank with.
Right. I know what two previous crops before the 2016 wheat crop, we really had very poor crops. I know there was a lot of payouts. For the 16 crop that we've already harvested, it's in the bin or down toward the Gulf already. Is this a crop that we probably didn't see nearly as many payouts back to wheat farmers?
Definitely. It depends on the area or part of the state that you were in, but no question. We had a pretty good crop overall this year. The yields were much better. In some cases, depending on the way you had your program set up and your policy set up, you could have some fields that had some losses, some fields that did not have losses. Again, that's an option that you have to decide now is whether you take the enterprise unit structure, which would lump all your fields together, or the optional unit structure, which would allow each section to be broke out on its own. In those cases where they had optional units, then there were still producers that continued to have payouts even this year in a year when we had pretty good yields.
For that producer, let's go back and talk about what they need to be deciding on between now and September 30.
Again, you want to look at whether you're going to take a revenue policy or a yield policy. You need to look at your coverage level, whether you're looking at 65, 70, 75, 80%. Some guys even go to 85% coverage level. Do we take the enterprise unit or optional unit structure? Do you take the yield exclusion, which I would strongly recommend that they talk to their agent about? Also look at the supplemental coverage option. It was new last year. It worked out for a lot of producers across a lot of wheat producers across the state last year because the yields were so low. It made an additional payout. Whether it pays out next year or not, I don't know. But it is something that a producer certainly needs to be looking at and looking to see what the yields are because it's changed by county from what it was last year.
The resource that most producers have got clearly is that crop insurance agent, right?
No doubt. Use that person as a resource. Use your agent as a advisor. There are options out there that the producers, they don't work with it every day. But that agent, you've got that agent hired to go out there and learn these programs and understand how they work and make it best fit for your program because what fits for you may not fit for your neighbor. So definitely want to use those agents as a valuable resource and use them as an advisor.
Kind of hand in hand with crop insurance, we've obviously got our Farm Bill safety net programs. One thing that has popped up, and I know that you've done a little work with some producers and talked to them about what's going on with the LDPs. And LDPs, when we had them several years ago, they were a little bit of a different animal. They were treated a little bit differently as far as program limits are concerned, but it's all changed compared to the last time we used them.
Within the last Farm Bill, there were some changes made to where LDPs ended up getting lumped together and tied under the $125,000 payment limit cap that we have in place. According to information that I've seen, producers that are taking LDPs, rather than putting wheat into the loan, the LDP payments will count against the PLC payments that we'll be looking at getting next October of 17. Those payments plus LDPs that you're taking on the 16 crop because it's for the same crop year, those will be added together. Where if you put it into the loan program and take it back as certificates, then those dollars do not end up getting added under the cap. So producers really, really need to be talking to their FSA office before they put any more wheat into the through the LDP program because they may want to be looking at putting it through the loan program instead.
Right. Crop insurance agent Scott Bulling talking with us about some of the decisions to be made here in the fall of 2016. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.